chose to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
This is one of the most way off numbers ever to hit your screen. This one's really in orbit.
I want to look inside your brain.
welcome. You're with Retro Stick 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 685. Another selection of obscure 60s music. We focus on 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. And this episode, it's pretty much psych driven. Got underway with a band called the DJs. They're a British beat group, active 62 through to 68. They're founded in London, originally called Johnny Valens and the DJs. They relocated to Sweden in 1963 for what was supposed to be a two-month tour, which was an exchange with the band The Spotniks. That tour extended right out to 5 years. And actually, one of the band members left the DJs for The Spotniks, and they took on a new member called Clive Sarstedt. Clive Sarstedt wrote the track we had called Striped Dreams Checked Fear, although he went by the name Clive Sands, who was actually the brother of Peter Sarstedt. So the DJs, Striped Dreams Checked Fear.
All bullshit, right? All terrible stuff.
Is here to the US for this next set, starting off with a band called The Second Coming, formed by Barry Oakley and Dickie Betts in 1967. Performing around Jacksonville in Florida, Dickie Betts went on to join forces with the Allmans. But this one, The Second Coming, 1968-45, released on Steady Records. This is a B-side of that 45, their cover of She Has Funny Cars.
Trust hard to know your mind and find out what done with Phil Gray's Retrospect, your number one source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Jefferson Airplane.
I'm a duck. I can't wear white Levi's. You are probably human. You have all the luck.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 685, exploring a bunch of different psych tracks, a few other things, tracks out of the States. We had The Second Coming, covering She Has Funny Cars by Jefferson Airplane. The flip side of that was a cover of Cream's I Feel Free. Then we had The Violet Wing, on a label called Sound Gems out of Scottsdale, Arizona. 1968-45, their take on the classic Hey Joe. Then I slipped in there the Jefferson Airplane with a radio spot. And related to that, we then had The Great Society with a demo version of their track Somebody to Love, written by Darby Slick from The Great Society. It was his sister-in-law, Grace Slick, who took that song from The Great Society to her new band, The Jefferson Airplane, when it was included on their surrealistic Pillow album, The Great Society, Somebody to Love.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labor of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now by buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Let's carry on with a couple more tracks out of the States. Now we'll revisit a band we featured a couple of episodes ago. Out of Storrs, Connecticut, they relocated to New York City, had an album called Skipping Through the Night, released in 2010. They are NGC4594. This is Negative Zone.
Spark beginning to get in tone. Everybody's left and my mind's been blown. Got enough cells to call my own. Gonna break through to the negative zone. Dimensional floater, baby. Someday you know, you know. Gonna float away. Motors grinding in those churning wheels. Twisted madness, baby, is all I can feel. The barren landscapes are all I can see. From the deep blue sea. Now, baby, all right. Uh-huh. I'm dimensional floater, baby. Someday, you know, gonna float away. Chinese babies learning how to die. There's no way back and it's so lame to try, baby. I'm dimensional floater, baby. Someday you know. Shine!
someday, you know. Gonna float away.
Millbrook, New York, home and temple of the High Priest of Acid, Dr. Timothy Leary, the ex-Harvard professor who claims that perhaps 3 million Americans have taken the acid trip, the mystic who uses LSD to find God and may well be the first acid martyr. I asked Tim Leary if the acid experience has changed him.
Well, LSD has changed me religiously. I was a smart aleck, Harvard professor, bourbon-drinking atheist, intellectual, before I took LSD. Now I'm God-intoxicated. Has it changed me my personality? I don't think so. And I want to make this clear. LSD is no instant psychoanalysis. It's not going to change your television personality. It's not going to make you a better game player. There are no guarantees here of any change in personality. Going on in the United States today is a revolution in consciousness facilitated by these psychedelic chemicals. I frankly don't think that the human being is ready for LSD.
That is it for our North American tracks for this episode. We had NGC 4594 with Negative Zone. Then for the first time on Retrospect, I love the track. The band is called Shade, S-H-Y-D-E, although they also went by The Shades without the E in it, and also The Shades spelled conventionally. So Shade, out of Texas on International Artists, from a 1969 7-inch 45, we had the A-side. A Profitable Dream, The Shades out of Odessa, Texas. Then we had Plastic Cloud, 60s psych band out of Bay Ridges, Ontario, formed 1967, only together for maybe 18 months or so. The Plastic Cloud, originally very much inspired by The Byrds. They played a bunch of commercially appealing folk music, in their live performances, but began adopting the more psychedelic influences, certainly out of San Fran, also LA. By 1968, they got the opportunity to record some material when they signed to a label called Allied. A bunch of instrumentals were recorded, including unusual sound effects. But they couldn't quite let go of the folk rock thing, so the album was kind of folky on one side and psychedelic electric rock on the other. The album, called The Plastic Cloud, was released late 1968, but unfortunately, they didn't get very far. The Plastic Cloud. I took the track, Shadows of Your Mind.
I took a trip to purple, orange, green, to find what life could mean.
Retrospect. Well, we're heading into global garage now, or this week really more global psych, starting off with a band out of Spain. Now here is where we break the retrospect rule. This one is probably the most recent song I've ever played on the show, released 1976, but it is a 60s classic. The band is Los Albas, Spanish group formed by brothers Jose Antonio and Manuel Rodriguez Quinas. Band members from Granada and Barcelona, formed 1966, releasing albums from 69 right through to 96, actually. But this one from an LP from 1976. The track is called Dulce Amor Mio, but it is a cover of Love's definitively 60s track, Alone Again Or.
Y no sabes. love and the passion that they showed for their country was unbelievable. I've never seen quite anything like it.
Retrospect.
Non ti cambierei per niente. Una come te mi fa morire, stringermi forte più che mai. Tra le mie braccia dormirai. Non ti cambierei per niente mondo. Come sei, e adesso tu stringimi forte più che mai. Tra le mie braccia dormirai. Non ti cambierei con nessun altro. No, no che non potrei lasciarti più. Stringimi forte più che mai, finché il mio cuore sentirai. Per niente mondo. Oh, una come te mi fa morire, stringimi forte più che mai. Tra le mie braccia dormirai.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Insieme io e lei, coi mille sogni che non hanno fine, sempre io vorrei. La dolce ombra della quercia grande e alto in ciel, un sole enorme dalle rosse spine. E insieme ancora, anche quando il sole in alto muore, dei vecchi giorni ormai non c'è, che è un suono da dimenticare. Non c'era gioia, la noia solamente si viveva, la stanza buia, la crudeltà delle pareti bianche. Ed ora lei ha dato luce su queste ore, la storia nuova inizierà. Insieme io e lei, il sole danza nei suoi grandi occhi. Ora io vorrei tuffare il viso dentro sete d'oro. Dei vecchi giorni ormai non c'è, che un suono da dimentica. Non c'era gioia, la noia solamente si viveva, la stanza buia, la crudeltà delle pareti bianche. Insieme io e lei, coi mille sogni che non hanno fine, sempre io vorrei la dolce ombra della quercia grande e alto in cielo un sole enorme dalle rosse spine, e insieme ancora, anche quando il sole in alto muore.
That's Global Psych, starting off with that Spanish cover of Love's Alone Again, or from Los Alvis. Then to Italy for two tracks. The first one, actually an Italian-Canadian hybrid band with their origins in Toronto, but they moved to Italy in 1968. By 1970, the band had split. Some members stayed in Italy, others went back home to Canada. I've slipped it into our Global Garage set. Chris and the Stroke, Chris with two S's. Per Niente El Mondo, of course, it was a cover of the Beatles' Golden Summers. Arguably not garage, arguably not psych, but couldn't resist slipping it in there. They also did a track called Torno in Russia, their Italian take on Back in the USSR. Then one more from Italy, from the band I Nomadi. Actually, off a 1973 LP called Chronology, released by EMI Italiana. Touring in support of that album, the band actually played in the States. Recorded between February and March 1973 at Studio Fonorama in Milan. I Nomadi with Insieme Io e Lei, cover of the Kinks, Days. Promise next week we'll get back to the 60s.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to wrap up this episode of Retrospect number 685. Remember, there are hundreds, maybe not hundreds, certainly several dozen back episodes available on all decent podcasting platforms. So wherever you go to get your podcast, please hunt out some Retrospect back episodes. Please remember to give us a like or follow on Insta and Facebook. Each week I post up the full track listing of the episodes and a few teaser posts, and you're welcome to contact me via there as well. Wrapping this week with an instrumental, and you can see this album up on our socials. It's from a band called The Love Machine. I'm going to hazard a guess that they weren't actually a real band. This album was actually released in 2013, packaged together with an album called Flower Power Sitar by Rajput and the Sepoy Mutiny. But The Love Machine album was called, this is even better, Electronic Music to Blow Your Mind By... exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. There's no information about the musicians or the songwriters, and all the signs are that they're simply psychsploitation LPs. This Love Machine album has titles like Zen Quake, Inner Ear Freakout, and this track. This is The Shadows of Vibrate. From The Love Machine, off their Electronic Music to Blow Your Mind By LP, thanks for sticking with Retrospect. I'm Phil Gray. Catch you next week. We'll be right back.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.
That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Meow.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
You are now listening to Different Circles.